We'll look at this. The man of sin was to arise and do his work of exaltation and blasphemy before the brethren could look for the coming of Christ. That great event was to be preceded by a falling away. There would be revealed a form of Antichrist, and the leaven of apostasy was to work with increasing power to the end of time. And if that was the only suggestion in the spirit of prophecy, that the papacy is one form of the Antichrist, but there is another in the spirit of prophecy, then it would be probably not worthy of throwing it in there. But she is making a distinction that the papacy, though she would acknowledge that that is the Antichrist of Bible prophecy, that it's a form of the Antichrist, which at least leaves the door open to other types of Antichrist. And that's what we want to look at as we move on through here, is that the papacy is certainly the prophetic Antichrist, but there comes a time period where Satan will be more specifically identified as that at the end of Earth's history. If you don't understand that, then you're not going to recognize it when it's taking place. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 230. Christ is our example. The determination of Antichrist to carry out the rebellion he began in heaven will continue to work on the children of disobedience. Now, the Pope of Rome did not begin the rebellion in heaven. Antichrist did. Satan. And when you study the testimony about Lucifer and his fall and his becoming Satan, you find that what he wanted to be was like God. And if you go back into the Reformation times, you'll find that their understanding of the Greek term Antichrist was a little bit different than the modern understanding, although I think I don't have a problem with either definition, but I think the Reformers were more accurate. In our English vocabulary, the word anti generally means opposed to. So we look at Antichrist and we think this is the one that opposes Christ, and that's certainly correct. But if you go back into the Greek, as the Reformers did, that word anti meant in place of, which is even more direct to what Satan intended to do. He wanted to be in place of God. That's also opposing God, but it's more specific to what took place in heaven. And what took place in heaven, or part of what took place, is the next quote, the sides of the north, Isaiah 14, verses 13 and 14. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, Psalm 48:2, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. The sides of the north is Mount Zion, is Jerusalem, is where the sanctuary is, where God's presence is, the temple, his church. Many things can be understood as